Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Grudge Inc. show hosted by the one and only Bobby Wildchild. Good afternoon, listening audience. Now, I want to let y'all know this is my first time trying to do a show, so don't y'all beat me up. And we got Miss Sharon, who she's running the switchboard. And we're just filling in for tonight. Hope everybody have a wonderful weekend. And we got a lot of things that we want to talk about, some upcoming event and also the races that took place this weekend. So, you know, we always, first of anything I like to do, I always like to give our Lord and Savior, give him his glory. And I just like to do a moment of prayer. So, Lord, we want to thank each and every one that is listening. On the sound of my poor, weak voice, we pray and ask you to bless each and every one, bless their family, bless their homes, bless their children, bless our soldiers overseas, and the Lord bless the United States of America. He bless and ask in your name. Amen, and thanks God. Miss Sherry, how you doing? Hello, can anybody hear me out there? Maybe somebody need to press the one button and tell me whether I'm getting through to anybody. Miss Sharon. Hey, hello. I don't know whether I'm on or not. That's what happens when you try to get a boy to do a man job. Miss Sharon, are we on? Are we on the air? Hello. I think we must be having some technical difficulties. I'm waiting on to see if Miss Sharon is, are we live or what? Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me, Bobby?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I don't know whether we were, go ahead.
Okay, let me try this one. 312-0684, your mic is open. Okay. Let me try this one. You've got some hands up, Bobby. Let me make sure.
Oh, we got some hands up? Okay.
Yeah. 773-7115, your mic is open.
Good evening, Ms. Sharon. How you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, Bobby Wildchild, how you doing, man? This is Kid up in Chicago. What's going on?
What's up, kid? I'm trying to pitch in for Jay Bond. He asked me to come on without host a show for him. And you know I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't know whether you heard me or not, when I first came on. So
Yeah, I heard you, but I hadn't pushed the one button yet.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad somebody heard me.
You live, as they said in my part of the town, you live and kicking.
I'm live and kicking. All righty then.
Oh, all righty.
Well, that's good then. Well, I just wanted to be sure that somebody would listen to me. I thought I was, you know, for a minute, I thought I was talking to myself. I said, oh, how many people done set me up to look like a fool out here on the airway, you know.
I heard that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, what's on your mind right about now before we get things about to tie up?
Nothing much, Bobby. I just called in to show my support, you know, from the boys from the north, man. That's all.
All right, I appreciate it. You know, we're going to be looking for y'all to come on down this way, you know, sooner or later, you know. We're going to be looking for you. That's right.
Your way is this weekend, right?
No, it was the past weekend, man. And we're going to talk about that thing. Man, we had a ball. I'm telling you, I was very impressed with all the participants we had, the locked-in races. So, man, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we had a good time. Y'all just got excused the noise for a minute there because, you know, I'm trying to get to a quiet location. You know, I work for, you know, them folks that bring y'all all y'all goodies. So what I'm trying to do now is to run in here and run in my truck and get out there so nobody can't be hearing all this noise. So if y'all hear noise, just excuse me just for a minute and give me a minute just to get to that old truck and lock the door so nobody won't disturb me. But it's still cold up that way.
Oh, Bobby, man, we got a heat wave today. It got almost 55 degrees.
What? So you're trying to tell me, all the snow gone?
Just about, you know, except for the shady spots. But everything else is just about gone.
All right, man. Well, that's okay then.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right then. Well, I'm trying to get boy. I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to run up here and hide from the boss man. I'm gonna hide from the boss man. Yes, sir. I'm gonna go hide. But we had a beautiful weekend down here.
That's good.
70. I think it was about 72 degrees on Saturday.
Oh, that's good racing weather.
Oh, yeah, man, it was nice. It was nice. But when the sun went down, you know, it got a little cool right quick. But everything was nice. Everything was nice. So we
that made
we
it even better. That made it even better, as long as it didn't get too cold.
No, it didn't, you know. I mean, it was just maybe got down to where you might need a sweater on, you know, something on your arm. Everything was good.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad of that. I'm glad you had a nice turnout.
Yeah. Okay, Sherry, do we have any more hands up? She said we had a lot of them. You know, we ain't gonna hawk tonight, you know, so I'm gonna give people a chance to say what's on their mind.
Exactly.
Sharon, do we have anybody with their hands up? She didn't left me. What am I gonna do? She said we had hands up and I can't get nobody. I can't get her to. I guess she'll come on and talk to me after a while. Sharon. I get that's important working the keyboard so that you know how to work it, you know, you know what's going on. But anyway, I can tell them a little bit about this weekend, man. We had a blast down in Albany. We had a 28-29. We had 10 cars in it, one bagged out. And man, we had fun. We had a 650 class, 750 class. We had mm-hmm. about eight girls. I didn't get about two or three of them, but I did get the one. Man, I mean, we had fun. The people came out. We had 96.3. We had a live broadcast going on. We had a DJ. Oh man, we had fun. I mean, I was glad to see all the spectators that came out. And believe it or not, we had a packed house. You know. I'm pretty sure that any track operator or promoter love to see, you know, when you don't have a negative sign in front of you, But we did have a good time. We had a lot of the guys, you know, some locked in races. I'm finna to. I thought Sherry might was come back and open up a mic or two, Sherry. Can you open up me another mic? Before we get to, I think Breadman on there somewhere. I think I see them try to send me a text. I'm trying to see what they said, but can you open up me one, Sherry?
Yeah, can you hear me, Bobby?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you open up me
a
mic?
Can hear you.
Hello, Sherry. Now I know we in the South, but we ain't that far. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, hello.
Oh.
Hello, Breadman.
What's going on? What's going on? How everybody doing?
What's going on,
Breadman?
What's going on, kid? Oh,
Bobby,
nothing much, man. I miss
you. What is, Bobby, why you talking so slow, man? You talking like, you know, that invade in Albany done did something to you a little bit. Maybe they
Well, you know, man, you know when you get invaded, you know. Hold it now before I mute your mic.
No,
I won't do that.
Nobody on, let alone mute a mic.
Hey, Breadman, look at you and kid. It's hard to mute the mic when you ain't wearing the keyboard, ain't that right?
Exactly.
That's it, right?
Watch out.
Oh man, Miss Sharon, can we get somebody else on? We gonna talk about Albany. We gonna talk about the upcoming event.
You said that you was letting somebody get on and ask any type of question, and can I get that privilege of? You know,
yeah, you can. Let me open up some mic first, okay, Breadman? Because I know every time me and you get into something, it'd be a whole lot of controversy behind me and you. You know, I mean, you just can't see eye to eye. I don't see how in the world we race together for so long. You and I just don't agree on nothing. If I say it hot, you say it cold. If I say it rain, you say sunshine.
I'm finna go to mule then. I'm finna go to mule.
Okay. Now, don't go to mute right now. I'm going to see if Miss Sherry can give us one more mic or give us a couple more mics, though.
Well, you got 15 minutes, Bobby, because I got to go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, look at here. I'm doing the best I can. Miss Sherry, maybe she'll come on and open up another mic for us. Well, meantime, until she do, I just want to let everybody know we had fun in Albany, man. We had a blast down there, man. I'm telling y'all. You know, the people was coming. We had a lot of good food that was being prepared. And, I mean, man, he was in the house. Jay Bunn, he came in. You know, man, I'm just, you know, Grudge Inc., representing the Grudge Inc. family. And I just appreciate all the support everybody gave me. Basically, Grudge Inc., you know, having his, he allowed me to come on several of his shows and to talk about my race down in Albany, Atlanta Invade Albany. Also want to thank Wild Man, Cold Killer, and Tight Man. They you know, he gave me some airway time, too, and I appreciate that. And Pro Stock Joe also. You know, they allowed me the time to come on the shows and just talk about my shows, and I really do appreciate that. That means a lot. But anyway, we want to talk a little bit about down there at Albany until I can get back with Michelle. Michelle, anytime you hear me, you can butt in, and we'll open up some more mics. But, you know, I'm going to start with the 28-29, right? The 28-29. And we had, like I said, we had 10 cars, one backed out. On the first round, well, I'm going to tell you who had the bye was Heap of Creeper, and he got a Chevy Love. Okay, then our first round started with the Milkman. That was he driving the Opal. And, you know, that's the one who drives the Fox Buddy that was down the Running Brown show. He was the one that, you know, like I say, was in the race down there when got down to winning the race down there. But anyway, he was driving the Opal. He was letting his brother whatever, but I called him Lil Bobby. That's who was driving his car. Well, the first round, guess what? The Milkman took his own car out the Opal. All right, and then the second round, it was John Watts. He was driving the Fox Body. And it was Team Shaker from up there around one of Robin, Georgia. And also he got a of love. And I'm telling y'all the truth. If y'all would go look at Facebook, if you, you know, we, I don't know how my phone talked the video, but if you see this guy leaving, when the video come on, he's already up in the air, and he towed that truck up there about 100 feet before he set it down. The track was working. I'm telling you, it was working. And I really got up too high on him. He said to just let it down. And that was a pretty impressive video to me. But anyway, he ended up losing to John Watson because he couldn't keep that thing down on the ground. Then we come up with True Street, J1, and Bobby Child Jr. So they decide they want to go at it. So they decide they want to lock up. So, you know, my everybody know my son, Bobby Jr. He twisted everything. I think Aunt Booney, we talk to him all the time, but Aunt, I want to let you know, whether you listen or not, but that boy got a head like a rock. He just won't listen. And when he goes out there, pop, what happened? True Street go up in him. All right, then we come to Triple X. They got the Fox body. I think everybody knows the Triple X boys. They used to have that, I think it was a Regal or either Malibu. But anyway, they goes up to the Pizza Man. You know, the Pizza Man is supposed to deliver. But this time, the Pizza Man run got cut short because Triple X took him out. Then we go to the second round. There's John Watts with the Fox body. Then he goes up against True Street with the Riga again. They goes out there. Well, once again, John Watson goes up in True Street. So when they're talking about invading all being a bread man, they were through because John Watts' Fox body took him out. Then we get the Milkman. Milkman goes up against Pimple Cripple, all right, with the Love Truck. They goes out there, boy, and they goes at it. Guess what happened? The Milkman took him out. Milkman, it was all over. And then Triple X, out of all the cars, Triple X gets the bye. Then we goes into the third round. It's Triple X with the Fox body versus, can't read my own writing, y'all, the Milkman with the Oprah. Guess what? Triple X didn't look back. It was all over. Then we come here to John Watts. He had the bye. Now it comes down to Triple X and John Watts. Guess what? Triple X, once again, didn't look like all over.
You going to tell me where the Milkman crew? And you want to give props out to all of them. Everybody will never give him credit when he was hooded for once. When they call your number, man, just listen. They going to call your number out.
Okay, somebody, yeah, I mean, I hear you, but put your phone on mute till we get through, and we're going to open up your mic there. Just give me a minute to get through with the report. All right, let me talk about my good. Hello? Hi? Okay. Okay, I'm going to come to you. Give me a minute. Okay, then we got this from the grudge matches we had going on. We got a guy called Spody. He drives, I think it's a 2014 Vet, 13 Vet. Got all kinds of goodies on it. This guy's been kicking everybody's butt down there with the car for the last past, at least the last past month with this new Vet. Hey, mute your mic. Who's talking? Mute your mic. It's Grudge Jinx Show. We don't allow that talking over here. I'm going to come to you. Yeah, ain't that the way to tell them? But anyway, then we got Tyler Bart with the truck. This guy got a $3,000 pot event against a 1975 Chevrolet pickup, you know? And this guy drove both vehicles there. I'm going like, I know they're not going to get this kind of money. But anyway, Charlie, with that pickup, he didn't look back at that bit. It was all over. Them guys had the Kool-Aid face. And then we came over here. We got Showtime with a Fox body. He decided to go up against the Milkman with the Fox body. You know, the Milkman, he went down and bathed Austin Warren. He thought that, you know, he thought he was grown. So he decided he was going to go out here and try Showtime. Guess what? Boy, Showtime slapped him in the mouth, knocked him off. So I think he done went back to sucking milk now because he thought he could drink a little beer. Then one of the side, another side race was the Valdosta boys with a Regal. They decided to go up against the Grand National from Tallahassee, Florida. So these guys goes out here, and guess what? Hey, the Valdosta boys didn't look back. And then one of the most exciting race, grudge racing that we had was a BMW, probably a 2008 BMW going up against HRT with a Fox body. These guys comes up here, and they, you know, they bring me the money. They tell me what the stiff is. He can't move until the BMW has to sit there, but the Fox body cannot move until the BMW pull up. I'm like, this guy must have got a kid or something on his car, gas or something. But what it was the stiff. The stiff was that he couldn't leave. The Foxbody couldn't leave until the other car pulled off. Guess what? They sit there for about 5 minutes. The BMW thought that the HRT with the Foxbody was going to get up on the convertible, which they didn't. That car's more the street, but it's got a little heat in it. But they sit right there. And, man, then I can tell them, hey, listen, y'all, the track is going to get a little cool. I got some more rounds to go. Y'all going to have to do something. Cause the guy in the BMW just sitting there with his window down. You know, like, you know, with both lights on. So finally they took off, and in a few minutes, it was all over. And then I was 650 class, Jack Ivory won. You know, I was 750 class. It was Clayton Bieber with a blazer. And we had a couple of, we know Mouse was in the house with his four-wheeler doing his thing. A couple of grudge races there. I didn't catch the guy's name. But, man, we had fun down there at Albany this weekend. The track was working. We used VHT, and a lot of these guys was it really been a lot. So all y'all got to do is, like I said, when you get a chance, come on down and visit us at US 19 Dragway. And once again, I want to say special thanks to all the guys that helped us out. And also, anytime Grudge Inc. family need US 19 or need Bobby Tire, we will be there. All righty. Ooh, I'm tired of talking. All right. Is anybody still listening? Miss Sharon, do we have any mics open? Any other mics? Redman.
I closed up a couple of mics, but I'm going to open up a couple right now because I'm in a bad spot, so I keep losing signal.
Okay.
Tree Man, your mic is open. Pro Star Joe, your mic is open.
Hey. Oh, good evening, y'all. Good evening. Good evening, the Tree Man and Pro Star Joe.
Hey.
Hey, go ahead. I hear you.
I was listening to the show, man. I was just sitting up here wondering. A thought came across my mind, and I don't know, you might have somebody on the show might answer my question. That, I ain't heard nothing from it in a long time. What's the deal, if anybody know? What's the deal on that Almighty Joe Young car?
All right, maybe Pro Star Joe. I heard she said he opened up his mic. Pro Star Joe, because, you know, he knows everything. You know, as he always say, now you know what he know. Pro Star Joe.
What's going on, Bobby Wildchild? What's going on, Tree Man, and the rest of the folks? Brad Man, I think I heard you out there. Now is all of you fine folks this evening. I do have a little information on the Mighty Joe Young car. The last time I saw the car, it was down in Jackson at the House of Hook. They had a small block in the car. Big John had his small block in the car, getting ready to take on the Camp 3M. They had the misfortune of making a statement that they could beat any small block in the world with their back half 3M Silver Bullet truck. So what Big John did, he took his small block and put it in the Mighty Joe Young car. And after looking at that thing, make a couple of passes, Camp 3M decided they didn't want no parts of that trouble. And so that was the last time I saw the car had a small block in it. Now, I'm certain that those guys are still running the big block, but if you want to race those guys, I should warn you that they have a nice, healthy dime-piece minimum that they will engage for. So they are still the reigning and current Pro Mod heavyweight champs of the world, and I'm sure they will engage. Like I said, you get that dime-piece together, and if you guys can decide on as a champ, they get to decide on the track that they're going to race at. If you can decide on something that's mutually agreeable, that I'm sure you guys can get together on that. But let me say this though before I turn it back over to you, Tree Man.
Bobby Wildchild, sir, please, sir. Bobby Wildchild, hosting the show. Don't take my little frame away, Joseph.
Well, no, I understand you're hosting the show, but I mean, he was, you know, you had acknowledged him and he was asking questions. But let me ask you this. Why the hell is he asking about the goddamn heavyweight Pro Mod champ of the world when this dude went down to Florida, and a top sportsman beat the brakes off his ass, and them back has be looking for his ass to put notches on their belt. Well, how the hell are you looking for the pro mod champ of the world? I'm just curious. I mean, I don't mean nothing by it. I don't mean it in a bad way. But I'm
first thing that you need to realize, first thing that you need to realize, okay, just because the back half looking for me, that don't mean shit. I will run a motherfucker, dude. You don't know me, man. You don't know tree, man. You better learn to ask somebody. I'm going to show you something, man. That motherfucking car gator one and one, I gave them motherfuckers what they asked for. I ain't going nowhere looking for no excuses. I don't run my car unless you give me. Motherfucker ain't never gave me shit. If you ever see tree man run, tree man giving a motherfucker something.
So what you trying to say, tree man, so what you trying to say? If they looking for trouble, they can come on and find something. That's what you're trying to say.
God damn right, that's what I'm trying to say, man.
Okay.
I mean, Post-Op Joe need to learn about Tree Man. Tree Man ain't scared of now, son of a bitch. And you know what? I'm going to show you something. The same back ass car looking for me, I didn't want to run them. I'm tired of getting motherfuckers the back tire and running back ass. I won't be bad motherfuckers. I done made the statement, Post-Op Joe. Your ass be the one goddamn with that race blocking.
Okay, first of all, I mean, we're not calling names. Like I said, being the objective reporter that I am, I would be remiss if I did not ask you the question that the fans want to know. And my thing is, nobody has ever accused you of being afraid to race. You are one of the most fearless competitors in the whole grudge game. I give you that front and center, and I'm the first to say a tree man will race. My only thing
tree
is,
man,
you,
tree man, the last
time
I saw your tree man, last Bobby, time I saw your car, you look good.
Right, but you look good coming in second place. That's the thing. You come in second place most of the time. You know the guy you racing come in first, and you come in second. The back half cars whoop your ass. The top sportsman cars whoop your ass. But I want to know why is you looking for the goddamn pro mod heavyweight champ of the world when you can't beat the damn back half cars? I mean, I'm just asking.
I tell you what, I'm going to run a back half car this weekend. You want to mail some money down here? You want to give to me?
Right. I understand that you're supposed to run Mr. Hyde at the Grudge Inc. Invasion in Belrose, Louisiana, just 30 minutes outside of New Orleans this weekend. And a back half car is running you head up. Did that say disrespect or what?
Well, I mean, they keep disrespecting they want to, but I'll keep taking that money. I mean, long as they got money, they want to donate. Long as they got money, they want to donate. I'll take it.
Wait a minute.
Jay Barnes, and Atomic Dog, they called me about their race. I was at my daughter game. Like I told them, I was not interested in the race. They made it good. I'll come down there and race them. But, you know, just to answer your question, Joe, I asked about that car because I haven't heard about that car in a long time. And I do believe I said that. Before, you know, when I asked the question, and the last time I talked to those guys, they was calling out me and Roger James. They was gonna come down and this, that, and other. It's not that I was calling them out this, that, and other. I'm quite sure, more than likely, I damn near bet $100 against a donut. But more than likely, from the way the guys explained to me that they either snowed in on that end, I was just asking because I ain't heard nothing about that car in about 2 years. That's the reason why I was asking.
Oh, okay. Not that you wanted to race him or nothing like that, because I understand now. That makes sense that you was just curiosity wanting to know about them rather than you wanted to race them. Because,
if I wanted to race them, I ain't got no problem calling nobody out if I want to race.
Trust me. I understand now. That makes more sense to me.
Yes. Okay, Joseph. I know we got some more hands. Let me see if I got any more hands. Some other people might want to engage in this conversation. And like you're saying, you know, hey, now your main objective is any two cars can race. That's what you always say. So you need to stick to that. Miss Sharon, we got any other hands up? Miss Sharon says she's in a bad spot, so she's going in and out. I was trying to see if we have any more hands up. Miss Sharon.
I just didn't want she might be in a bad spot right now, Bob. I just wanted to clarify the situation because I was trying to say Tree Man, you know, from Mighty Joe Young, I'm going to call him, put some pressure on his ass. Because I know once they heard that he called their name, that they were going to call his ass up and put some pressure on him. I didn't want him
The man just for requiring about him. He just wanted to know something. He just maybe was seeking the information, and I think he answered. You know, I mean, he didn't say, "Hey, I want to push him in them beans." He didn't say that. He just said, "What happened to him?" That's all Bangy said.
I just wanted to clarify that because I did not want nobody putting no bullseye on his back. I just wanted to clarify. I was trying to help Tree Man. I like Tree Man.
Well, then, this is the way I look at it. Now, I think you should be getting some of them. At least this man, he did have the nerve to ask about him, but what about all the other guys? What about the sniper, the DC sniper? What about the old Jacks? What about Chop Top? What about Mr. Dobb? And, I mean, to me, one of the problems I see is Mighty Joe Young keeping the belt a long time but not racing anybody. So, I mean, I know you say you're supposed to call him out. I think that's a rule that y'all need to look into. The belt holders or the belt commissioners need to look into and see, hey, you know, somebody need to push somebody in some beans or something about that belt just being, you know, how long he had the belt? A couple of years now? And that race anybody?
Like he had about 113 months. Or something like that. 113.
That man had that belt. It'd been a 2 year.
I said 113 months.
Joe.
Yeah.
Note this, Joe, and note that Tree Man saying this here. See what I'm saying? I'm not gonna drag my car way on the other end of the world to race some guys, but I will run them. If they'll come down here, I'll run up for that thing. But.
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute. You say what now? Say that again. You'll do what now? Tree Man, you'll do what?
If they call down here, I'll run them for that team.
Wow. With your car?
With my car. Heads up, man. What the fuck wrong with you?
No, I just want to make sure we got it all clear. It's my pro tree heads up. Flip the lane, Joe. Okay.
Let me finish my statement before you cut me out. You were saying Sniper. Me and Sniper pulled around when I ran to Florida. Sniper had a wreck, but then, you know, he said somebody want to run in Mississippi. I ain't going to never run in Mississippi. Not that track. But
okay.
Sniper, Old Jacks. I mean, I'm looking for all of them, man. How many times am I to say this?
Okay. Wow. Y'all heard
I want to say, y'all mentioned the car that I ain't going to fuck with. Not Girlfriend, I ain't going to fuck with. Mr. Dawes, I ain't going to fuck with it because I know the whole story behind that car right now.
Okay,
the rest
right.
of them, I'm looking for them, man. Fuck wrong with you? You can't hear me?
Oh, you got a flashlight in the daytime looking for them dudes?
Look here, man. Look. Check this out, Joe. I run every one of them cars. I'll meet him no further in Mississippi because I've been on that end 4 times. Ain't nobody never been down here.
Okay.
They want to come see me, I'll pay their gas and I'll run here. And I got them.
So you're saying the World Grub Nation, if they show up.
Look, if they show up, I'm the only right now, I'm the only pro mod car going right now. If they show up, man, I'm going round after round after round, man. What's fuck wrong with you? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. No. Y'all hear it, don't you? Y'all heard the first
thing on Grudge
Inc.
You say you'll run anybody.
I didn't say I'll run anybody.
Yeah, I know.
I just named the cause I did say, and I did make it clear that I ain't fucking with Mr. Dawes.
Yes, sir, you made it. Hey, treat it for me one more time. Call those names out. Do it for me one more time so people know who we, so won't be nobody. He said, or we thought he said, we understood. Mr. Dobb is off the list. Now, give him that other list there, sir.
Old Jacks. I mean, I really ain't got to say Mr. Five Speed, because me and Mr. Five Speed about going to run on that day anyway. Mr. Five Speed, I mean, I always knew his cars, man. I mean, Old Jacks, I done talked to them 2-3 times. They act like they don't want to answer the call.
Wow.
I mean, the grudge calls, these big-time grudge calls, I want to do something. But I done been down there 4 times. I ain't pulling down there just to do nothing with you. I mean, you're coming down here, more likely I'm going to see you anyway. At Santalka, I'm telling you, at San Antonio, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be fresh. I'm going to show my ass. I'm going to be at home. I'm going to show my ass.
for the hometown crowd.
You goddamn right.
Bo Stark, Joe, you hear that, don't you? That man done call out the old Jags. I mean, he ain't bashful what he's saying.
But he didn't mean that, though. He did not mean that. He didn't mean that about the old Jack. No, I know he didn't mean that about the old Jack.
Lock him up. First name he called. Lock him up. You lock him up on old Jack. Get him on the phone.
Miss Sharon.
I know.
I'm trying to get Miss Sharon on. So we might can get her to call the old Jack. If don't, we might have to get you to do it there, Pro Stars. Do I can't get a hold of Miss Sharon. Miss Sharon. I don't know what she done left. Okay.
Hold on.
Hey, first of all, do we have any more hands up? Because I don't want to just go and not allow people a chance to cuss me out. Miss Sherry, can you get anybody? Post stop, Joe. You working on them old Jacks?
You
gotta clean that stuff out that hallway. Miss Sharon. Tree Man, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know what. I think you done scared everybody.
All right, damn it. Y'all asked for the man. Ladies and gentlemen, the former heavyweight champ of the world, HD and the goddamn old Jackson. That's GOT, not GOD, for those keeping score. HD, what's up, man?
What's happening? What's going on, man?
I got this 4'2" fucker from. I got this 4'2" fucker down from the Badlands talking shit about you. I know you don't appreciate that.
First, let me say good evening to HD. HD, how you doing? It is about a while, child. Hosting one of the Grudge Inc. shows there. Hadn't heard from you in a while. I'm glad you're on. You know, you got a bad man on this phone. He's been talking a little smack talk, but we're gonna allow you the opportunity to talk to him. But I just want to know, have you eaten your Wheaties this morning? Have you eaten your Wheaties?
I'm okay. I'm pretty good.
You didn't eat your Wheaties? Huh?
Who's talking smack?
He's grown. I'm gonna let him himself. Go ahead.
That tree man talking smack. That's who it is, HD. I tell you who it is. Tell him meet you halfway. Tell him meet you halfway on the 24th. Tree man talking smack. Tell him meet you halfway on the 24th and on 23rd in Montgomery. Tell him meet you on 23rd in Montgomery.
That sounds like Mr. Fire Speed. Mr. Fire Speed, that's you on there, Mr. Fire Speed.
That's me. That's me.
That's goddamn Mr. Bang, 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 bang his motherfucking self.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Mr. Bang, bang, bang. I'm sorry.
That's Mr. Bang, bang, bang.
But that's wrong. Let me get out of the way and let AT handle the business. You know, he'll call out AT. I don't want AT to get him over here. Get him. If AT can get him over here, if you can't handle AT, I believe I can stop him. I'll make him a little bit shorter than what he is now already.
Lord have mercy. Boy, I tell you. Wow. Hey, okay, man. Okay, let's get back to business at hand. We got Mr. HD on one end, and we got the one and only. This man, look at him, Tree Man. And before I get there, now, I don't know whether my little fellas out there from Albany, if y'all got y'all hands up, keep them up, because I want to hear from y'all. I want y'all to represent. You know, this might be my first and last show. All depending on if Pro Star Joe find me or not. So, Miss Sharon, you see the 229 numbers and some 478. Them my homies. But anyway, now we finna get to these big boys, Mr. Tree Man and Mr. HD. I'm gonna let y'all do what y'all do best. Go at it.
AD.
Yes, sir.
Eddie. Hello, like I was telling Post Doc Joe, this goddamn good lying ass. Hey, I will see you. Now, I did make it clear. If y'all coming down here, I'm going to see you anyway. But Mr. Five-Speed got me, he say something about locking up for the 23rd. I'll come down there and lock up for the 23rd. I mean, what people need to realize, If they don't know me yet, say, Tree Man ain't scared of now, son of a bitch, dude, for real. I mean, I don't know what post I know, post I throw like a real run on Jax. I will run on Jax. I'll lock in with old Jax tonight.
I mean, told you what I do for you. Listen to me. We had this conversation before, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, evidently Post-Op Joe brought your name up, Chief. Like, whoa, well, you run OJ? Goddamn right, I run OJ.
He can do that. He can do that. But see, you got to just hold your horse. Yeah. We coming to Texas.
Say what? Hey, Miss AD, will you tell Post-Op Joe that? See, they don't know we didn't already talk.
Now wait a minute. Now don't sit there and make up nothing on me. Now I you said I asked you why you was calling out the heavyweight champ of the world. You asked about Mighty Joe Young. I said of all
I asked
you
about
Mighty, why
I
you calling
about,
him
like
up? I was trying to clarify what you was doing. Whether you was just asking just in general or were you asking for a reason? That's all I wanted to know.
We clarified that.
I'm just giving HD some history. I'm telling him I did not bring his name up first. Bobby Wildchild.
Yeah,
you
I brought HD's name up first.
Okay. But then, like I'm saying, with your name coming in the head, HD, well, they named some calls. Like I told you, I see all them calls. But I made it clear I ain't fucking with Mr. Dawes. But the rest of them, I'll see them.
Okay,
I mean, if I said it once, I'll say it twice. I mean, I ain't got nothing, you know.
Hey, don't you try to back up. HD is on the phone, and y'all say, you know, Grudgeon shows and Pro Start Joe shows and all these shows about locking up. I want to hear, because this, like I said, it may be my first show, my last show, I don't know. I want to know, hell, can we get a locked up race called Pro Start Joe got his ink pen up, and Miss Sharon working the switchboard, and y'all know I'm in a hell of a situation, ain't I? I can't get nothing but run my mouth. But anyway.
I ain't got no problem with it. But I'm gonna tell you the situation I'm in right now. This is I pulled to run that barn loose under this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And after this weekend, I was putting my car and doing some things that I gotta get ready for July. But
let me ask you a question. What about some brake clauses? What about some brake clauses?
What you mean?
Some brake clauses. You know, if you break, I don't know, I asked HD, can you work that out with it? If you break,
listen, I'm going to be doing the same thing he's doing. I really don't want to put no deposit up that far out in case something happens to our car, too.
Okay.
But if nothing happens, we will be in Texas. This race is going to happen. Before we come out of there, I will put up the deposit also.
Wow. You hear that, Tree Man?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Cool with that.
I mean, I'm cool with that. You know, probably on average, probably a month or so before, you know, we pretty much, you know, show we're going to have these cars. I pretty much show my car going to be the gun unless something drastic happens between
now. Hey, Tree Man, whoa, listen to me. I'll put up $1,000 right now. If I don't race you, I lose $1,000. I don't care if I tear the car to hell.
Wow.
What you mean?
If I come to Texas and don't race you, I owe you $1,000 and you owe me $1,000.
I'll do that. We can mail them under the place or whatever. No, we'll let, you know.
Crosstown Joe.
Atomic Dog be the VP, man. We mail that money in when time you get ready. I mean, long as my car run, I ain't got no problem with it. I'll pay you $1,000.
Crosstown Joe. He must be done
flipped
on the other side.
Yeah,
okay, did you hear that? Did you hear what they just said?
Yeah.
AT said he's coming out.
And I can attest to both of them. If one said he'll do something, if HD said he'll do it, he's a man of his word. And I know for a fact, the person I'm dealing with, Tree Man, if Tree Man said he'll do it, he'll do it. So if they lock up the money, it'll be a lock.
Okay.
If they lock up a town, it's a lock.
Mr. Firespeed, I don't want them coming back asking me for no money. So that's why I want to post out Joe to write it down.
They ain't going
to
come back and ask you for no money. I guarantee they ain't going to come back and ask you for no money. Them two men you got on the phone there. You ain't got to worry about that. If they give you a thousand dollars lock up money, you know, on whatever condition they set, that's going to be what it's going to be.
So we got 1 on 5, 1 on 10, what are we talking about, 1 on 5?
note, $1,000. If they both, if they come to Texas, make sure I get it right. They come to Texas. If HD show up in Texas and there's three men there,
and
if one of them don't run, they got to give one of the $1,000. If they don't race, they got to give one the other one $1,000. Other words, whoever park out,
right,
got to pay $1,000. You got that down?
The Mountain
Joe K, I got World Grudge Nationals, Tree Man versus the OJs, $1,000 to if either car punks out.
All right. All right.
Okay.
The amount to be determined when we get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if either one of us, if either one of us don't race for any reason, we, one got to pay the other $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ain't no break clause in that. Whichever one that ain't ready to race. At what time? Now, that, y'all got to put a time on that. Don't leave that time. Y'all got to put that in there. Time of night.
I'm going to say, what you saying, OJX?
What about Friday? Would that be a good day?
Friday? God damn, that motherfucker say, ooh, shit, that motherfucker ready to go. It's about
so
Friday,
that's,
by Friday night.
That's Friday by what time?
Yeah, it would get real hot out there in Texas.
Well, by July, yeah, it'd get hot down in Texas. In July, it'd be hot as hell.
So by 10 o'clock,
man.
By 9 or 10?
You say, yeah. I mean, that's cool. That way it'd be different.
Put locked,
it'd be cool. I'd be
loaded
by,
locked and loaded by 10.
Yeah.
Pro Star Joe, do me a favor.
Yeah.
On Bobby Wildchild first hosting the show with Grudge Inc., put down, I locked up two of the baddest asses that ever happened. Mr. Five Speed.
Yeah.
Are you still on board? Do you want to tell me folks what you got going on? Do you want to tell me folks what you got going on coming up here?
Yeah. I got a week and a half from now, a little over a week and a half now, March the 23rd, Montgomery Motorsport Park is a grudge race between me and the Hitman. I'm gonna take him out again. I'm gonna put some naps in that curly hair he got. I'm gonna get some nappy hair when I get through with him. We got a real tree with a lethal weapon car against Buck Naked. We got another lock in there somewhere that's added up there at Mike Hill's race up in Carolina. I can't think of who it is. Mike knows who it is. But I got another lock-in race, and then we got Stone Cold against Greg Pruitt out of Birmingham. And then I'm having the filler classes, which is 470 heads up, paying $2,000 to win. We got a 530 heads up class, paying $1,500 win, payback four places. The 470 payback eight places with $2,000 to win, and then the 60 and 70 place. $1,200 to win, paying back four places. And we even got an 80 class for your street cars that pay $300 to win. And we got Grudge Racing and Test and Tune. And I think we got CC out of Mobile with the Jody Hadley car. I think they locked in with somebody. I can't remember the name right now. I didn't get the details on that. And then with the 901 boy, the bad boy to be in the house looking for some action. They had a potential lockup with CC out of Mobile with the Joe that had in them car, and they called it off. They had locked it and they called it off on the dog show last week, but they both said they're going to be there, and whatever go down, you know, they still might do something. But that's March 23rd, 2014, Montgomery Motorsport Park, Montgomery, Alabama. The big showdown between Mike Hill and myself, and I'll be there. I'm your host, and I'd like for everybody to come out. I'm hoping that T-Man and OJX, you know, try to sell their score at that race there. And then when they get out to Texas, they'll have a chance to do it again. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, the weather, we're going to have some 70-degree weather. It'll be cool. Both cars will run great. It'll be on a real good track. And then whoever wins that one when they get to Texas, they can have a rematch. That'll be a rematch for them. You know, one don't scare the other one too bad anyway. I don't know who's going to scare who, but they both got to stay out of my way. And with that said, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Wild Child. I appreciate you letting me come on and
announce a race and everything. And I'm gonna be on here trying to push up some more. I'm gonna try to be on here trying to push up some more action, and poke my nose in somebody else's business every now and then. Hope they'll get to go. I'm not trying to make somebody go. I want somebody to lock me in for Texas too now. But don't lock me in right now. Let me get through to Mike Hill, because when I go at Mike Hill, I'll put balls to the wall. They don't tell me what might happen. So, I'm going to lock me somebody in for Texas too. And it'll probably be Tree Man. I'm on Roger Ames, Tree Man, Peanut, one of the two. Peanut said he's coming over here on the 23rd, and he want the winner between me and Mike Hill. So we'll find out, which he'll probably get me. He's gonna more likely get me, and I'm gonna spank him. I'm gonna spank him over here, and then when I get the ticket, I'm gonna spank him again.
Wow, boy, in other words, you're trying to tell me that you're gonna be swapping a lot of gear. Now, I know what you're talking about now, because since Pro Stock Joe said we're from the country, so in other words, you saying that hog grease. Because when people down here, a long time ago, we used to kill hog. So you might not know nothing about that five speed. You don't know nothing about them old people, trying to take that wash pot. And you know anything about that kind of stuff? They used to make their own grease and lard. You know anything about that?
I heard about it. I ain't never seen it. But I seen kill a hog one time, and I promised myself I'll never squash that no more.
You don't want that no more, but see, down here in the country, a long time ago, the Pro Stock Joe don't know nothing about that kind of stuff. But anyway,
Pro Stock Joe, all of us came from the South. Pro Stock didn't move to New York. All of them used to live in the South. They know about that crap. They get up there and try to disown the heritage. But they know they'll be out them cotton fields and everything else, slot houses, out houses and everything. He one of them jokers that moved to Detroit. Moved to New York when he was when all them guys in high school left Spain. I'm going to Detroit. Yep. I'm going to New York. And they hauled tail to New York to get away from hog and hog pens and stuff
that's all.
Don't let them tell you. Don't let them tell you. Don't tell you. If you one of us, you came from the South. You ain't going up there. If you look like me, you were born in the South, God dang it. I don't want to hear you. Get up there lying and get on these radio shows and lying and talking proper and everything and change the accents, get up there and practice the accent and stuff.
So what you trying to say, the boy is a hog eater? That what you trying to say, he a hog eater?
So I'm going to eat everything on this side of God dang Mississippi. God dang.
Hey, look here.
They eat chitlins. They got chitlins, hog maw, they all in. Let's get back talking about the racing now.
I think they say Coop going to run CC. I think that was Big Kenny. Going to run CC.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star. 7, 3, 2, 6. Please enter your 10-digit mailbox number, then press pound.
He just snapped the quarter panels. He snapped the quarter panel.
Please enter your 10-digit mailbox number, then press pound.
And the quarter panel, he enrolled it and then like that. He just snapped it. They were talking about if somebody got a body, they could get the quarter panel off of it.
Please enter your 10-digit mailbox number, then press pound.
Who's doing that, Charles?
I heard something that happened. I thought I'd ask you. He was over in Montgomery, wasn't he?
Please enter your 10-digit mailbox number, then press pound.
Who's doing that?
I don't know who's doing that.
Please enter your 10-digit mailbox number.
Pro Stock Joe, is that you, Pro Stock Joe? Oh, thank you. Somebody cut it off. Before we go on, Miss Sharon.
This is Terry. Sharon dropped off. I'm trying to work the board for you.
Oh, you working the board for me?
Yeah, I got it. She kept dropping off, so I called in to take care of it.
Okay, but thank you very much. Hey, do I have any hands up? We have any hands up.
Yes, you do. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Larry, your mic's open.
What's going on, Bobby Wildchild?
I don't know. I'm trying to host the show. Don't know what I'm doing. I'm in a good position with Sharon in one place, and now I got a new keyboard, and then I got Pro Start Joe. I got the Tree Man and HD, and I got some of everybody on here. And I'm telling you, man, it sounds pretty good. I told my youngin to get on. He set the show for. Hobby done. Bobby said, I got Pro Star Joe. I got a full house. First time and last time. What you think about that, Pro Star Joe? Hey, but before I let you say anything.
They must have heard that me and HD was on. That's what they have.
Oh, okay. HD. I know HD, but I know if they heard about you, I would have had some open line. But anyway, I want to say this to Mr. Fosby. Mr. Fosby, now, you know Mike's going to have that good stuff on that hair. You know he's going to have some of that hot grease on that hair. Now, you need to be careful. Cause your hand might slip off the button now. I'm be careful.
If you watch that video from last year, like whooping last year, you seen the flame coming up out of that GTO. The flame, the flame was high to top, high to the roof of that GTO. I'm gonna fry that mess on his head. He better dry it up. I'm gonna set the fire.
Mr. Fosby, Bobby, you mind if I ask Fosby a couple questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the fans want to know.
Okay.
Now, it's been well documented that your goat lives in a temperature-controlled environment. And let me ask you a question now. Getting real close to the race. Temperature.
Yeah.
You got the
race. What's the temperature right now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 68 degrees. I'm telling him right now, it's 68 degrees. And he's sitting over there chewing on some wheat shorts. He's sitting over there chewing on some wheat shorts right now.
He ain't no grass now. No weeds, wheat shorts.
Real stuff, not the root.
Hey, full stop. Call Melvin.
Call Melvin.
All right. Okay, the gentleman just came on. Let me give him a word or two. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't cut you off. I don't want to be rude. I know you, but just open his mic. Come on. Good evening, sir. Take it.
And by the Wild Child, this is Larry out of Chicago. You know I'm going to come here, man, and pay my dues, man, and come in and join in and blend in with what y'all got going, because I ain't getting nothing but good reports all weekend, man. And, you know, this is what we've been looking forward to, man, you know, for us to come together and have a good time and so on. And it went on in one place, you know, and this is what we talking about, you know, and that's another step toward moving forward, you know. And I just had to come on, man, and tell everybody, man, I hope everybody had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful time sitting back listening to what was going on. And this is what it takes for us, man, to sit back and get it in, man, and make it work, you know?
Okay. Well, hey, Larry, I appreciate you coming on. Appreciate your support. And, you know, now we're looking for you down south. Now we're going to give you something to eat. What you call them, Mr. Fosby, some hawk chillings and some hawk maws and pig ears and something.
Pig ears, pig feet. Hog mouth.
And then when you leave here, we guarantee you're going to have some high blood pressure. Next call. Can I get another? We got another mic. I don't want to keep talking. Got another mic. We going up.
Yeah. Thank you, Bobby Child. I like this. I appreciate you inviting me on the Bobby Child show.
Hold it, y'all. The one and only CEO, Grudge Inc. Now, Jay, you got to let me, because I don't have any music, you know. I'm in a spot with not the keyboard, and I'm in a spot without music. But I'm going to say the one and only Jay Boy. Yeah! Okay, now go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry I cut you off.
But listen, I am glad to be on the Wild Man Show. I see everybody seem to have a good
Wild
time.
Man Show. Wild Man Show. Wait a minute, man. Please let me have Bobby.
The Wild Man
Show. You this mic. Now go ahead.
The Wild Child Show. And but listen, first thing first, you know, I want to remind everybody about Pro Stock Joe is having a throwback 1970 throwback race April the 12th. You're supposed to bring your afro comb and your pick.
Cannot go through shoe polish. And you know what wig shop can make a wig big enough to put on their head? I gotta go. Postal Joe, you know what? It feels good hosting the show, and I get to slam Postal Joe. Let me go. Yeah. Okay. All right. And first I tell you, you can't mute my mic. I can't even mute my own mic, so I'm already hell out the night. Y'all ain't gonna know what me hosting another show. You big head. Oh, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
That's a good thing, first I Joe can't mute your mic.
Yeah, he shut y'all.
That's a good thing, first I Joe can't mute your mic.
Yeah, I know
that's a goddamn lie started by the damn demolition man. I don't cut nobody mic off till they get disrespected.
No, he don't lie me a chance to get through saying what I'm saying, you know. I mean, he don't mean it. I mean, nah, he don't do it intentionally. He just don't know no better. That's all. Go ahead, Jay.
He do me the same damn way. Every time I call his show, he asks me a question. Jay Barnes, where are you going this weekend? I said, well, folks, right damn, Jay Barnes, that shit too long. Wait. By the time I started saying, well, I was thinking about going, oh, Jay Barnes, that long ass speech you got. Listen to this, Jay Barnes. I was like, shit, folks, just tell me where, just tell everybody where I'm going, leave it alone then, you know?
And you know what he'll say? He'll tell you. He'll say, "Now, not the long version, the short version, or the not the Dr. Martin Luther King speech." And then he takes off and he just goes on and on and on. And then when you ask him a question, I love him. He asks a question. Now, Bobby. Now the question for today is, why can't two cars run? And then you tell them, well, maybe this car got this, Nico got that. And then he argued with everybody on the damn show for that post idea. We love it. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No, Bobby, you are an excellent host. Hey, you know how.
An excellent host.
Bobby, you keep it
real. Man, don't say that. My wife made you mean. Don't call me no host. No, I just said that. Go ahead.
You're right about that, Jay. He is an excellent host.
That's all right. I bet you ain't been sucking. I bet I don't suck Terry toes. And you keep talking. You know I'm good about this shit. You know I don't learn that smartphone, and I learn how to put up videos. You know I do it pretty good now. You keep talking. I'm gonna show everybody on Facebook how you were sucking Terry toes. Now go ahead.
Stop saying that shit. The AG get jealous when you tell me AG get jealous. I was sucking Terry toes. I was sucking his.
Go ahead.
Hey, but now I want to let everybody know that. Folks out, y'all know there was an old organization out there that we hadn't heard from in a long time, man. And you know they come straight out the 70s, you know, and most people don't forgot who they were, but they doing a throwback show on April the 12th. They call a lot of y'all don't forgot who they are, but it's the NGPQ. No. It's an old ass group. They ain't put no song out in a long time, but they gonna have a race. Most people forgot who they are.
Oh my god!
If y'all like the throwback stuff, don't stop. In the NGRA is having a throwback race. They coming out again, you know. Ain't nobody heard from them. Most people don't forgot who they are, but you know.
Hey, it's one of
Jay,
one hit wonders.
Jay, that ain't that funny, Jay. Jay, that ain't no funny because I was back there with them. Now you watch your mouth, man. You watch your mouth. You big onion head. You watch your mouth there. Watch your mouth. I got NGRA. Well, you know, before I wrecked my car, I had NGRA on it. I think it's still on one of them ones out there across that road somewhere.
Hey,
we got the more mic, though. We got the more mic. Hold it. Wait a minute. Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Bobby.
Uh-huh.
No, feel bad. Now, I was back there, too. See, I used to have an Afro, too, now.
I want to ask the audience a question. Before we open up this next mic, and I don't want nobody to answer, but before we open up this next mic, this is what I want to ask. Do anybody out there think that J-Bar had an Afro? Now, raise anyway, hey, do we have another call on? We got another call on. Don't y'all answer, don't answer. No.
You ain't gonna do that. No, he ain't
hey.
No Afro.
We got another mic on. Give me another mic, please. We got another mic.
I'm going to have my Afro pick and my Afro on with me, Pro-Stop, the O-Jacks. We all going to have Bobby Child going to have our Afro. It's a throwback party, April 12th. I'm telling you now.
Okay. Jay Bunn, can I get another mic open? Can I get me another mic open? Any hands up, sir. Any hands up.
708-8152. 708-8152. Your mic's open. 8152.
Hello.
All right, back up.
The show, they put him back on mute because the show is full. If you don't want to talk, we'll go on.
706-8388. 706-8388. Your mic's open. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, he's breaking my. They're breaking out of thoughts, and we're gonna whoop somebody.
That's all you got.
That's all I got. Okay. Hey, Jay. Before you let me mention too. We got the Spring Break Grudge Fest down here in Douglas Motorsport Park, which is a Grudge Inc. show also. So y'all need to come on down to the Spring Break down here. They got a small block, notches only 28-29. I'm reading this now. I'm trying to see. Y'all know I'm over. Oh, yeah, $2,500 here. Well, y'all got some good money here. $100 entry fee, 8-car minimum. That's on March the 29th, end of the month. Y'all ain't got nothing to do. Come on down to Spring Break down in Douglas Motorsport Park down there. That's in Georgia. So y'all come on. We're going to have some fun down there, 29th. That's what Big Lee is and Grudge Inc. going to be doing this show down there. So y'all ain't come down. We're going to have some fun. So have some fun.
Right.
Now, Mr. Jay,
yes,
go on back to them Afros because you should talk.
I got
you should talk real
thing.
Quick.
I want to get one other man on your show, Bobby, if you don't mind, and
yeah,
then I'm going to leave you alone. I got a special mic that needs to be opened up. There's a 662 area code, Terry. He's open. This is a special
yep.
friend of mine. Let me see if I can get him on. 662, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
You got an Afro? Do you have an Afro?
Hey.
Oh, you have an Afro. That's what I know. You're in the Body Wild Child show. Did you have an Afro in the 70s? Pro-Star Joe can't answer that, but can you, sir?
Hey, Jay, if that's your special friend, you don't need friends.
That's not
well, I'm asking, did you have an Afro, sir? Did you have an Afro?
This is
no.
He did not. Now he had braids, though. Did that count?
No, he had to have an Afro. We don't want no braids. We ain't had no braids in the 70s. But
well,
go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, y'all. BET, what's going on? How you making today, sir?
I'm doing good, Jay. What's up?
All right. BET. Boy, I know I'm hitting on some shit. I got BET on my show. BET. BET.
Boy,
you
hey, that damn Bobby happens to go in the damn field, ain't it?
Yeah, you know, I was a real happy goat until that other goat turned sideways and hit that guardrail and flipped over, and I ain't happy no more now, so, you know, but anyway, hey, welcome, Mr. BET. Holler at us, BET,
right,
before you start
doing,
talking.
Bro?
I'm fine. Before you start talking, you know, this might be my last show. You know, Jay asked me to step in. He said he's going to try me one time, so you know he's going to fight hell out of me. So go ahead, BBC.
Well, I'm going to give you a bit of advice, Bobby. Let your caller do most of the talking.
Yes, sir. Hell, I can't, hey, haven't you heard? I can't talk. They won't let me say nothing. Go ahead.
BBC.
What's up, Jay?
Listen, man, I know, you know, it's 2014 BET, and, you know, people have heard a lot of us at each other all the time, and BET, you know, you on the hot seat, but you know, let everybody know, BET, why is it that we got so many differences between me and you?
How can we fix it?
You know.
Well, first off, I want to start by setting the record straight. This BET coming on Jay Bond's show tonight, Real Jinx Show, and I'm gonna be humble, and I'm gonna just say that I'm sorry, Jay. Now I owe you an apology. I'm gonna be man enough to tell you in front of your audience that BET is sorry for all the hell I caused you, for all the pain I put you through. BET is apologizing on national air that I'm sorry, Jay Bond. Truly.
Hold on, the phone, BET being serious.
Serious, but yeah. I just want to say this. I want to thank y'all for coming on the Bobby Wild Child Grudge Inc. show. Go ahead.
No problem. BET, Bobby like this shit, don't he?
That's how it's tick as hell, boy.
Hey. You know, I'm good at showing
my... most attention he even had, Jay. This is probably the most attention he even had in a long time.
Hey, BET, I know what you're saying. You know, you told me, and I listened to advice. You said let your audience do most of the talking, your caller. Hell, this is my first show. Hell, man, I got to spill my gut.
You got a lot of shit bottled up.
Listen, man, operating the truck, and hell, when nobody, when you out there in the gate, and you got the gate open, ain't nobody in there but you. Boy, you have a lot of shit balled up in you. Go ahead, y'all. I'm on.
BT, that sounds something serious, BT. It sounds like you come across sincere. I mean, what is it?
I am.
What's going on, BT?
Yeah, I am. I'm tired of fighting, man. Shit, fuck the shit. I'm tired of fighting with you.
Well, that,
I just had a change of heart, man. Like I said, 2014, Jay, you told me that I had your support, and I'm telling you right now, BET, from BET to you, you got mine as well, Jay. And I hope in the near future, this 2014, you know, I'm trying to put something together, and I want your full support, just like you agreed to, and on national air, I want you to let everybody know that what you told me that it still stands. And not be man enough to admit that what I say on your radio, it stands as well.
So, BET, I do know that you're trying to put something together, and I do pledge my support to you, which I said before, and so I stand behind that. Now, BET, now let me ask you this then, because this is what everybody wants to know: Is this some kind of trick? I mean, you apologizing, and what's going on, BET? Is this a trick just to get some favor? What is it? Why is it? Now, I had told you, BET, before you even, that I would support you. So, I mean, what's going on with this? Is this a trick? You know, let everybody know, BET, is this a trick?
No, it's not a trick. What you said, Terry?
I said, are you drunk? Are you under the influence of some kind?
Yeah. Do we need to do a blood test or alcohol? You know, do we need to get
you blown in the gym? No, I ain't on shit, man. I'm just like I said, my new thing for this year, man, when I don't want to put up with some shit or I get tired of some shit, I'm just going to say my head hurting. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. My head hurting.
BET, you got to be more precise than that, BET. You know how you always say spit it out, tell it. I mean, what you trying to say?
Hey, that's DJ Grant.
Well, what can what else can I say?
That's number one
sound
on your show.
That's number one
sound. I hear that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I got it. Y'all wait a minute. I gotta say this. Damn, I got the number one star on my show, Jay Bar. You gonna get hell getting this damn show back. Now I can say that y'all gonna hear it.
Hey, Bobby, let's finish up this before BET sobers up.
Okay.
This is out.
I'm sorry.
Now DJ.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, it ain't nothing. Nothing you should be afraid of, DJ. You know, like
no,
I said.
No. It ain't nothing. I ain't afraid of nothing.
It should be nothing you'd be skeptical of me.
I'm listening to you, BT. It sounds like you're trying to have a change of heart. I mean, I said it before. You're very good at what you do. I mean, it just, yeah. You know, I always felt like it's more to it. Something else in the air. I mean, I believe you could. Well, I don't want to say you could go a lot farther, but I believe you could get a whole lot more support if you just do things a little different. That's all I think. And when I say a little different, I mean just, you know, some people don't think you keep it all the way 100. Now, one thing I can say that you do well is you're always at where the action at. You're always trying to be in the middle of stuff and reporting good, but at the same time, it's just, sometimes the way you report ain't in agreement with most.
Now, well, you know, one thing that got to do with DJ, everybody like to see somebody else go down on somebody else's ass, but when it takes a turn and they get a chance to go down on their ass, then they feel some type of way about it, you know. But
well,
now I don't discriminate on who ass I go on. When they break the rules, then that's, you know. That's when I go down on the ass.
Now, BET, we know you got your favorites now. You got your favorites.
Well, money's green, DJ. DJ,
Okay, that's good.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite. Money, your favorite. Okay.
That's my favorite.
So some can pay to keep their ass, keep you off their ass, huh?
Won't you try it then, Jay? I would say DJ.
Hold on.
You know what it sounds like to me is
I already told you, BET, you got permission to go all in on my ass if I don't do what I say I'm gonna do. I gave you that permission 100%. If
hey,
I don't
DJ.
Do what I say, I'm gonna do get my ass.
Yeah,
okay,
DJ.
Can I ask a question?
Wait. It sounds like Jay Barnes is paying someone off here. Is that what the deal is?
BET
says he likes
question.
Money, and then all of a sudden he's coming out here kissing some booty.
BET, I want to ask a question.
You know,
Can I ask a question?
I expected all this feedback. I really expected all.
No, I'm not going to get there. I want to ask a question.
For that.
And I appreciate what you're saying. You said you're tired of fighting. Let me ask you a question. I hope I don't blow the show up. What about you and Butt Naked? If I mean, you tired of fighting, you tired of fighting with him too?
I never fight with Butt Naked. Butt Naked's always fighting with me. I never fight with Butt Naked, but I do defend myself.
Right. So, in other words, if I can sit y'all two down and y'all can come to an agreement and shake hands, so we can all sit up and eat some. As my man Mr. Five Speed say, we can eat some chitlins and hot malt together. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, that ain't.
Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem with me. Like I said, I don't have a problem with Butt Naked. Everybody else seems to think I do. I don't.
Well, hold on. I got to get Terry's question answered. BET, have I paid you? I know.
Hell,
have you been paid yet? I know I mailed a check out, but you ain't got it yet.
No, I ain't got the check yet. I ain't got the check yet, Terry. That answers your question. I ain't got
the
check.
But I got the ultimate test, y'all. Y'all heard what BET said now. He said he don't want to fight. Y'all heard him apologize. He seemed to be like a heartfelt apology to me. But now he tied it into like supporting his race now. So I guess the damn apology is tied to me supporting his race. But I got a test for him. I got an ultimate test for him right here on the show tonight. We'll tell.
What's the name of the show, Jay? Jay, what's the name of the show?
It's the Bobby Wildchild Monday Night Madness.
Oh, okay.
So we got, but I got the ultimate test I got the ultimate test for him right now. BT, you ready for this test?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hold on, let me see. We're going to find out if we still got the old BET or if we got the new BET. Let me see. Both sides go. You on the bone?
you be up to some shit all the time. You be up to some shit.
J-Bar,
if he can talk nice and pro-stock Joe, then we know we got us a new man, huh?
J-Bar, you know pro-stock Joe is trying to put some hot grease to grow an afro. So I don't know why you're here. You calling him, bro.
If BET can say something nice and pro-stock Joe, shit, boy, times have changed. This is the ultimate test right here. I'm telling y'all.
I'm right here. I can't get a word in Edward for your goddamn, your enthusiastic, exuberant host.
Now, y'all, I got to come back. I got to respond off that. Post-op joke. Out of one damn lifetime, out of 5 years, I get the, as you can say, whore show. So I'm going to whore on your ass as long as I can. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, Bobby, you're doing a good whole job. You is doing a good whole job.
Thank you, Joe.
BET.
I'm about ready to pay you.
BET.
Yeah.
This newfound religion that you got, this love that you passing out tonight, do it include Pro Stocker Joe?
I don't know. One condition.
I'm not giving none of that money I put in the trunk.
Hey, Jay, that's an extra check.
Hey, BP, if you don't heal, I understand, but go ahead.
What's the tip you got?
If he stop posting them goddamn videos of the goddamn whole show, we won't go to the goddamn race. That's the only way me and him would see eye to eye.
BT, I got to go. What are you apologizing for? Basically, you just don't want to fight me. You just fighting Grudge Inc. or what? I mean, what's the fight? Or why was there a fight? Because we don't pick at you, BT.
Who said anything about fighting? I've been fighting with J-Bond, goddamn it.
I said I don't want to fight
anymore. That's
what you said.
Well, I said J-Bond, didn't I?
I didn't even say J-Bond.
I didn't stutter.
Said
who
apologize.
I was fighting
you're just fighting with J-Bond.
I apologize to J-Bond.
Oh, okay.
I have a fight with that big head and every. Not me, Hush. I'm sorry.
Hey, look at this. Did we on the final line that lock in with Did we on the final line that lock in with Old Jackson and T-Man to keep that on?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Okay, so that final line. Okay, I want to make sure because you know that's what the show is supposed to be about. Because, you know, if the BET can listen to the show long enough and y'all don't get that shit out, he's going to go in on somebody's tail at night. So when he gets through it, whatever he's doing right now, he's going to go in on somebody's tail and y'all don't get that locked in. They got a locked in show. They got a locked in race tonight already at BET. So I believe by the wild child passed the tip, you know.
I heard him. And he made sure that wasn't nothing discussed until he got it, too. I appreciate
that's
that.
What I'm talking about.
I like that.
There you go. You know that y'all know BET. BET don't like that music. When you get talking about lock in, everything else, y'all stop talking about hog maw chillings and everything else. You talk about that lock in. Get that lock in straight,
right.
Then you can go back talking to me. If somebody call in and want to lock in a race, y'all have to put all that stuff to the side. That's the way the show's supposed to be. Lock in takes precedent over anything. I don't care what you're talking about. Lock in.
We got it. Pro Star Joe, you ready to lock in? You know what I mean? You got something. You know, you talking back to man with your Chevelle. And there he go playing with that hawk grease, trying to grow a damn afro.
Go ahead. That's a problem.
Okay, let me ask you this now. You talking about you want to lock me in, all kind of whatever. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Did Chili Willie, Phil, Bill, Yump Yump, or Tootabug race anybody this weekend? I heard the race report, Bobby.
Did you hear my race report? Did you hear the race report?
Yeah, I heard the race report. I didn't hear nothing about
Chili Willie Field. Now he didn't make this show. Tootie Bug, he got scared and left. And Yump Yump, John Tucker Toy, Yump Yump went over to the Phoenix City with Tucker Toy and dropped some damn bear. Anything that you want. But SJ Barnes, we have a show.
Y'all had an excellent show, but Bobby, was those real names? I thought folks thought was bullshit.
No. See,
those real names?
CJ,
hell yeah.
This what y'all, hey,
Chili Willie, Phil, Bill, Booty Licker.
No, we ain't got no booty.
All them dumb is real. Pick and pull. Young, undercover brother, booty lick.
Get it right now.
Tootabug is the whole star of US 19. That's like Tony Ryan for us.
Yep.
And that's like Tony Ryan's a Mr. 5-speed and the old Jacks wrapped up in the one. That's Tootabug.
I'm going to let y'all know. We got some real. See, Joe, you talking about my upcoming star. I got some upcoming stars. So just keep listening to the Bobby Wildchild show for sponsored by Grudge Inc. You going to see Yuck Yuck with the talking toy. You going to see Tootabug.
I want to lock in with Yuck Yuck. I'm going to tear Yuck Yuck ass up. I'm going to fuck up Jeepa Creeper.
I tell you what. It's time to lock up in the race. Hey, we'll come up there to your show, buddy. So what you want to do?
I want to the bug.
Crying ass. And BET, take care of my lightweight BET, because his man, I done told him, I gave him a photo color, I gave him Chili Willy Field. So, when you try to walk me in front of me?
Hey, 5 feet, what about Chili Willy Field? Chili Willy Field, I don't know all these names, man.
No, this is real, man. This is real talk. Y'all need to come to US 19 and I'll be here. You'll get to meet my star. Bring y'all tired ass down there at US 19 I'll be in Georgia. We real friendly. Hey, and for you, Mr. Five Speed, we just may have you some Hawk Maul.
I don't need no Hawk Maul.
Hey, five speed. They got the red rooster for you and the white ghost.
They got the red rooster
and the white ghost.
And the ghost, yeah.
And the ghost.
And the blue mule. And the blue mule. And the blue mule.
Blue mule.
No, that's Gene. You talking about Gene. Gene. You talking about Gene. Mean Gene. That's Mean Gene.
Mean Gene and the blue mule.
Well, Post-Tide Joe, one thing I can say about it now, you didn't take the red rooster, the white goat, where it used to be Bobby Goat, and Mean Gene. If you had brought your slow mob down here, we would have wiped your ass out, bet you.
Hey,
I tell you what, and with the five speed, since you want to talk all that noise, you give me about, because like they're saying, you know, we're working on the track, we're getting the track a whole lot better. Y'all can see on Facebook that, well, we had them, we showing up, got it working. But Mr. Five Speed, to keep talking, I got something coming for you, the old Jack, and Mighty Joe Young, and Chop Top. I promise you that I got something coming.
Okay. Well, you know, I love a man challenging me. You just talking on this show because you ain't got
no. I'm not.
Look here. I said in my camp.
Make sure we get straight. In my camp, I got something coming for y'all. That's the only thing I gotta say now. And we got some more mics open because
We're gonna be your name.
What is his name gonna be? The farm boy, because you know what a farm boy do, don't you? You got the cotton field and you got them cotton stock. What you gonna do? You gonna put a slang out there, and that slinger cut everything ass anyway. So he might be called the cotton slang. The cotton. All right, hey, we got more hands over. Got more hands.
You got one. Hang on.
There is
313-4595.
Free tie wouldn't because it's spent. But
4595.
Right. Yeah. So.
All right, back on.
Hello. Okay, where you got? All righty. He got a lot of background noise, but he should have been listening to the show. Anybody got anything else? Mr. Tayborn, I know you've got to get busy and grow your afro, too. So we got to get some special formal.
It's like you're trying to rush the show, Bobby.
No, I ain't trying to rush. I was trying to get some of my local boys on, but I can't. Do you see the 912 numbers?
Let me tell you, Wild Child.
Yes, sir.
If all them people, all them cars got the names you call out,
yes, they do.
Them folks don't know how to use no smartphone.
Trust me, they do. That's how they got.
Y'all y'all making this shit up. Y'all making all this shit up. Man, ain't nobody.
You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do on April 12th. NGRA Bounty Day 4, the Jay at Jay Barnes had the throwback party for the old group from the 70s. We ain't put a hit out in a while. But we're going to put a hit out that day. I'm going to put a bounty on all them motherfuckers out there's names. Young got a bounty on him. Judah Bug got the biggest bounty. Chili Williams
hey,
got a bounty. And Jeeper Creeper got a bounty. I'm going to put a bounty on all their ass.
Now you're going to put a bounty on with that Chevelle, right?
No. The Chevelle ain't ready. Now, I'm just straight talk. But I tell you what, you'll run that Ford Cutlass. We'll take the back tie with the Menace Mustang. And we got $1,000 bounty on him. We got $1,000 bounty on him.
Look here, we ain't giving up. You look here, you done come down here.
We're running the photo colors. Fuck that. We're running
okay,
it up.
Heads up.
You
want to
lock in? Lock in.
Yeah, lock in. What?
Okay, we lock in 5 on 15 or better.
Okay, that's locked.
5 on 15 or better. Well, for April 12th.
Lane
show. No, we got lane show.
No, here you ain't. I'm a guest.
No,
that's
for y'all. No, y'all the guest. That's why they got to get a lane choice.
No, yeah, no. Uh-uh.
We putting up the bounty.
Damn, what you putting up? I'm going to put an ass whooping on you. And then you're going to have an afro when we get through with you.
All right. The four-door Cutlass, small block to small block, 8 mile,
mm-hmm.
heads up, pro tree, flip
mm-hmm.
the lanes, lock the loaded
mm-hmm.
by 7.
Okay. I need a break clause, just in case.
All right, one hour break clause. 1 hour break clause.
Now, because he got to run this weekend.
Oh, okay. She said a conditional clause. Then. Okay, I got that.
Right.
All right, if you break, it's off. You got to let me know after next weekend, that's all.
Okay, all right, that'll work.
Don't worry,
Mr. Fast Speed. We coming for you too, baby.
I need this competition. I ain't been out here for 2 years, and I shut the big time thing down. That's bad. HD told me he ain't want none. He told me that 2 years ago he ain't want none. And he said he will run me this year.
Wait a minute, Mr. Fosby. You saying that you know folks say no, your mouth will say anything. So I wanna hear HD say it. Is HD still on his phone?
Yeah.
HD.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, D, did you hear what Mr. Five Speed just said? He said that you said, you told him 2 years ago that you don't want that trouble. I just want to know, is that true? I don't want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Hey, Bob, when you get old, you said something you don't remember saying. I don't know if I said that or not. It's probably true.
Okay.
Well, let me refresh in your memory then. Well, do you still think you might have said, or do you still feel that some kind of way, you know, some type of way? Or do you feel like you might want to push him in the lead?
We will meet in Texas. All the boys are big ties.
They meet him in Texas.
I think that's what he said. Action. Don't get
scared. Oh, I ain't scared. I'll be in Texas. I'll be in Texas.
Say it again, Mr. HD.
I said everybody with big ties will be in Texas.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody with big ties will be in big Texas. In Texas. And that don't tell a story. I'm going to win the grudge race of the year, big tie grudge race of the year. That's all that one race. I'm going to tell everything, I'll show up. Anything on the
Wait
line.
A minute. You going to tell what? You going to tell what?
I'm going to tell everything TL on the line. If they show up, I'm going to get a piece of that TL.
Mr. 5B, now most people get a W on their side when they win. What come up on your side when you win?
A T.
What
does
T stand for?
That's right. A T stands for tail. I just got me some tail. That was T. I want to say. I'm gonna have the man. If he got a digital scoreboard down, I'm gonna tell him to put a T in my lane. Put a T in my lane. They can do it now if they want to. And tell a W come up there because we don't be showing no time. I ain't gonna be able to put a win
They can put a win in it. They can put a W in their lane. I guarantee that W, I never light up. That W, I never light up. If you see that water box behind me, your W, I never light up.
Mr. Fosby,
yeah.
I'm going to give my opinion on this. I'm going to do like Post-Star Joe. I'm going to analyze this. Now, I've seen you, you know, go down through there, and I've seen HDM, the missile, go down through there. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm finna give my prediction. Can I give my prediction?
Yeah, you can give your prediction. Go for it.
Now, I think, God damn, somebody that muted my mic. God damn. Hello? Did anybody hear me? God damn, somebody that muted the mic. Must be that damn bald head, Pro Star Joe. Hello? Is I'm still on the show? How did they? Damn, they give me a show that's missing.
Don't give your prediction. I can hear you. Don't give your prediction. I can hear you. Everybody in my mic can't hear you, but I can hear you.
Oh, you in the private room?
We in the private room.
Put him in the private room.
We in the private room now. Come on. Damn it. We in the private room.
Damn, my phone breaking up. Can y'all hear me? My phone breaking up.
We can hear you.
Now, the only thing I'm going to tell everybody, y'all need to get y'all ass out to the World Grid National Detective and see. Because it's going to be a good one. Look like you all go. Y'all be hollering about some big time action. Look like it's going down.
Some big time action. It's going down. I guarantee you, we got six known good showed up people that will get out. Y'all know the old Jackson race. They don't come there politicking and shit. They'll get out. You make it right, you get the money up, they going to race. Tree Man, he will race. Roy James, he will race. Peanut, he will race. Myself, Mr. Firefeet, I will race. Then they got a triple motor car out there in Texas that I can't remember the names of them. I ain't good with names. So we got a couple more cars they're going to get in.
Drexel is going to be there.
Galen Smith is going to be there.
Purple Rain is going to be there.
Yeah, that's right. Folks like you, pull them at least to me. But all of us, we won't see who the man. God dang it. That's why I call the World Drug National, because we're going to have them all over the world, from the East Coast, the Midwest, the Northwest, the Northeast, the South. I'm going to try to get Stravino to come over there from Florida. You know,
y'all that close out there. You know, them boys from California, might.
They can come out.
Shirtless Chad from California, and them boys is coming. And if they got any of them goddamn sisters from Oklahoma that want to come, they can come too, and they want to do some goddamn real racing.
And we got a Texas 10. We got a Texas 10 out there. They're gonna be there. They got 10. They got 10 cars that they in their camp, and they got a car
ground,
every class.
Ground and pound racing from Detroit. They coming. Goddamn Tony Ball Nines is coming. Mississippi Nightmare is coming. Never Scared Racing, Donye Fade the Black Regal, Cold Killer coming.
Well, can I add one question, Pro Star Joe?
What?
Do you think Yump with the talker toy, you think he coming?
I tell you what, tell Yump, I got $10 on him. I got $10. We all put together $10 a piece.
I'm gonna put in a hundred dollars.
I want to see that. I can't think of the name of his
Jeepers Creepers.
No, that's not hypocritical. James, press the one button. I know you out there. Do you see a 478 number?
Wait a minute. You saying it ain't Jeepers Creepers? It's Heepers Creepers. Heepers
Creepers. God damn.
I told you the man like that can't use no damn smartphone. They ain't got
heap of
people.
They
got
heap of
people.
Boy, when we get between your ass up, hey, look at him. When we get through with you, look at him. Now you already got your hand full for the 23rd. You already got your hand full, so you know.
They're gonna be a kickwalk.
Okay.
He already did it. He just ain't
been there yet. Well, I tell you what you do now. When you get your ass tore, this is what I want you to promise. That you're going to have Jay Bond to book another Bobby Wildchild Grudge Inc. show so I can just square your ass out.
That one thing about me, I done whooped enough KR in my racing career, and I could take a whooping every now and then. But nine times out of ten, only way he's going to win in the past is something happened to my car. The only way I don't make a trip. If I make it from A to B, he can't win. He ain't never won when I made it from A to B. Only time he ever whooped me and I something happened to my car. And they go back anybody, I don't care who it is. And they old enough that we can keep it up with it, ask him.
Well, don't real trees supposed to be running butt naked. So
real trees
like,
supposed to run butt naked.
You know them guys from Georgia. Now y'all, you gonna tell me Georgia gonna come up and tear y'all ass up and y'all gonna be a little sick when y'all get through that?
So when that you gonna think what now?
You know, Mike is from Georgia. I think Real Tree is from Georgia. I said, when they come over and tear y'all ass up, y'all going to be kind of sick.
No, I ain't going to be sick. Because they ain't now one of them over there. I'm coming over there no smarter than me. And ain't now one of them coming over there got no better equipment than I got. That goat got the best of everything on it. You hear me? The best and biggest and the baddest and the best of everything on it.
What kind of room do it stay in?
A temperature control room, air conditioning and heating, just like you said in your house. It got insulation in the wall, the ceiling, and everything else. A temperature control, like you go to them temperature control and storage houses. He got his own spot in the garage. Only two cars go up in that garage, in my wife's car and him. He's the only two of them. He goes out of her car while he's up in there.
What about the blanket? You sleep with a blanket on him?
Yeah, he sleep with a blanket on him. He got a blanket over him and up on him, too.
I just got a text. Let me read you this. They said the only reason he sleep in the garage because that goat is scared as hell, and also that they got a blanket pulled over his eyes because he don't want to see his next ass whooping. That's what the text is.
God damn.
I got a text too.
Hold on. My text says, have you ever heard of hold on, let me see. I gotta get my glasses right. A redwood. Have you ever heard of a redwood? Have you ever heard of 5 feet? It said, have you ever heard of a redwood?
Redwood? What redwood, boy? What that supposed to mean?
A redwood is the biggest, baddest tree in the world.
Oh,
the
okay.
Biggest, baddest tree.
And get what? Get what? I got a chainsaw. That goat got a chainsaw hooked to it with titanium blades on it. With some titanium blades on it. I'm going to cut that tree. He got titanium blades on it. See? I'm gonna cut that tree right at the root. Timber!
I got another text. The text says that since Hitman said he's gonna sit down for the rest of the year, but after he get through with what he says, him your ass. That he going to have to put it up because your ass ain't going to be able to heal from the ass whooping. That's what the text is.
Well, he going to have to put it up. He going to put it up. I'm going to make him put it up. If I whoop him 2 years in a row, he going to have to put it up. He got to put it up. shit. Can't nobody take that no more. I ain't never
now you know.
Nobody but two times in a row.
Now you talking about if. Now you saying if. Now you saying if. You know.
No, I said when I was moving, I ain't saying no if.
Yes, you did. You said if.
Real.
You know, if a bullfrog had Wayne, he wouldn't bump his ass on the ground. If.
Hey, Bobby, I got a question for you, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I got a man. He said that he can't get a raise. He said he keep hearing about Mike Hill. He keep hearing about 5 feet, old Jack. But every time they mention his name, they don't know, you know, they don't want to come his way.
Who was that? Who was that?
Who's that, Mr. Bosley?
He on the line right now, and I tell you, he told me out of his own mouth that he want to raise a real, real good football and don't want none of y'all step up. But all y'all do is say, hey, come to my show. He said, damn a show, he wants y'all's ass. Now, he on the line right now. He on the line right now.
But tell him to be there on the 23rd, goddamn. I ain't talking about no show. Damn the show. Get there on the 23rd. Get his ass there on the 23rd. I'll make Mike Hill wake you. Get on to his ass.
He on the show right now. And he said,
well, tell him to speak up then.
He's tired of racing backhand calls because that's the only person that'll race him. He can't never get none of these damn pro calls to race him.
Well, tell him to get on the show then. I ain't even again then. I'm coming and asking him then. And if he want to get that water box in the other lane, whatever he get, he gonna have to take it off that tree.
He don't want an opportunity.
Well, let him speak for himself.
Bobby, let me take that. Hold on, Bobby. Bobby, you mind if I get this man to talk to me?
Go ahead.
Female, are you on here?
Yeah, I'm on
T-Man, how you doing this evening? All right. T-Man, did you not tell me that you want to raise some of these grudge promos that always out here pumping their chest?
I want to run all of them.
Got your money, no. Not some of them.
I want to run all of them, man.
All
like
of them.
Like I said, only one excuse Mr. Dubs.
That's the only one excuse, and you told me the only reason you excuse him because you're old. But the rest of them, they good.
No, I know the lowdown on him. You know what I'm saying? I was down in the shop with him. I know the full lowdown on what's going on with that camp.
Right. But let me ask you this, man. Now, don't say nothing, Edmund. Don't try to overtalk the man. He cannot talk to you. He's trying to whoop you on that tree. Man.
Yeah.
I'm just asking this question. Will you and do you want to raise 5 feet?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Do you and will you raise Mike Hill?
Yes.
How about will you and y'all mute folks out Joe Mike before I ask this question? Bobby. Will you raise the old Jack?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, that's all the East Coast hero right there. Free man said he don't want to damn talk about it. He want to be about it. So, I'm, you know, Free Man has made it known the Pro Mod of the Year 2014 will be him if these guys were racing. Now, 5 feet, you more than welcome to talk now.
Well,
we ain't mute your mic now.
I'm still on here. He ain't mute my mic. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Whenever he gets ready, he said that he going to run somebody this coming weekend and lose down. He's going to run the jungle car and lose out this weekend. He got to put his car up and do something to it or whatever, you know. But he more than welcome.
Listen to this.
He more than welcome to come on over.
The only reason he's racing these backheads is because the pro mod won't step up.
Well, I told him. Now, y'all don't sit me on here. I'm on here telling y'all that I'll run anybody in a good game. Now, and he want to run. I got a race coming up in 2 weeks. I can't deviate from that. And I got to, you know, and I got to lock the race in, and I don't want to go nowhere and tear up nothing, and then can't make that race. You know what I'm saying? So if he show up at that race, when I get through with Mike Hill, I get up on his tail. But then if he's like he said, gonna have a car tuned out now. He said he's gonna have a car tuned out. If he's gonna have a car tuned out, I just gotta wait till he get the car back to go.
So what about the World Grand National? You gonna be at the
World Grand National? I'm gonna be at the World Grand National. I get right on the field. That's good, World Grand National. Like, didn't I just tell y'all that I'm gonna run everything on the line at the World Grand National? When I get through with my kill, I'm gonna put that goat on the dime. I'm gonna give him a little rationing. I'm gonna give him a rationing of the wheat short and buttermilk and put him on the dime. And I'm gonna put him to the side. I'm gonna put him up to the two lines. And I'm gonna save him just for all that tail he got. He got a tough road to hoe come July the 4th and 5th. And so I want him to be ready. Well,
Mr. Five Speed.
Yes,
don't give him no buttermilk, or buttermilk might make him fart.
No, I'm talking about I want him to fart. See, you know, you give him buttermilk, he won't eat too much wheat. You know what I'm saying? He eat too much wheat to get heavy. He just get buttermilk, he won't eat so much. He'll keep it full. He'll take it full so he have gas. A couple weeks before the race, I'll feed him a little water so he get all the buttermilk out of him. He'll be fine now. He'll get all that gas out of him and everything. He'll be ready to get out of him. That buttermilk
won't strip. Long as he don't fart on the line,
Five Speed. What's
that? Long as he don't fart on that fart line.
Long as he don't fart on that fart line. He don't follow us all that. I'm gonna lead a holler. You rock that goat. That goat lead a holler. Oh, goddamn! He don't lead us on. Like that, he lead a holler. And when I come to that clip, that goat go to holler.
Hold on, Posse. Let me get Pro Star. I want to make sure everybody knows that Pro Star, you there? Pro Stalker.
He working on that afro, man. Did you know he working on that afro? He trying to get that shit to grow.
He said something earlier on his show that his wife had taken some kind of blue pill. I don't know what all that was about. But he did come on the show and tell everybody.
he thought that was going to make his hair grow.
he told his wife that his nose was congested, that he felt he was coming down with a cold. And she brought a blue pill. She brought a blue pill in there.
Told
her to take that.
Pro stop, no.
That pill mother, that damn pill mother kicked in and she done got him in there. he went right down there. I said, congestion pill to mess him up, but
he on the threat meal. Jay, he on the threat meal. He's trying to whip that pill off.
But listen, I want to send this call out. I want to send this shout out to any grudge pro mart in the country. Tree Man is a real grudge racer. I want to make sure that everybody understand that. People, you know, they got a misunderstanding. To his degree, to his credit, that he's a true grudge racer and a pro mart, that he's taking on, he race whoever will race. The people that's been calling him out is just the people that he can get to race. But he cannot get anybody to answer his phone calls. Any of the pro mart guys to answer his calls. I called him about racing somebody, and he told me out of his own mouth, listen, I want the old Jack. He went down the list that I just told you, and he said that he tired of them running. He wanna run beside another pro mod. And the only reason he's running back at it is because that's the only people that will step up.
Will he run a blower pro mod, or it got to be a nicest pro mod?
It all depends on. I mean, which blower car you talking about?
Say that again.
Which blower car you talking about?
Is that the Midwest? It's from Indiana.
It's a grudge car.
Yeah, it's a grudge car. They don't flash the clock.
I mean, I would run some blower cars.
I mean, it's a yes or no question.
I mean, yeah, I want a blow car. I mean, I don't want every blow car, but it's some of my real ones.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know,
did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Well,
I
you
bet,
you two man, a bad man.
I bet they have a car.
Hell no, they ain't gonna run no blue car. Cause I got two. Two man, you crazy hell to run a blue car. How you gonna make 4,000? That we can blow a car out there and make 3,000 horsepower. Make 3,000 horsepower a week one. Now they don't even know what they're
doing. C-Man is a bad man. C-Man is a bad man.
He's like a bad man until you get hold to one of them goddamn hard ass blowers.
Mr. Five Speed, you need to get that goat some more buttermilk shit. So you make
you get my buttermilk. You get my buttermilk. You get my buttermilk. You want it? And a nice car living. And a nice car living along with a blower car. That's why they come in there. That's why they
come in there. You can get out there and put on a show.
That's all you can do. You can be a show.
Huh? I mean, it's a motor car around here. It's something I can beat. I mean, I've seen a lot of them I can beat.
It's something you can beat, but if you got a screw blower on it, you ain't gonna put it. If you got a screw blower, you might have a root blower. Because everybody can't tune a root blower to run them 380s and 370s. But you got a screw blower on it, you can put a screw blower on it, and he can just miss. You know how you swing a bat? And you hear a fireball, and it goes all back up in the stand and shit. That way, that's how far you can be on a tune-up. And that's how far you can be on a tune-up and out running the fans the nicest car on the planet. I done seen you ever run four cars in Mississippi. Yeah, I done run blue car to Mississippi because they on a track that they can't hook up on. That's the only reason I run a blue car down there. Yeah, I can bag my car down and make it from point A to point B. And then he over there. Because he don't want to let Mr. Fire Speed whip him, and he ain't got to send another deep spoon and get down the track. He over there trying to run three seven so he can whoop me. Mr. Fire Speed, see? And I talk enough crap to him to make him, he ain't thinking about bagging it down. I bag mine down so I can make it from point A to point B, and now I'm getting with it. I'm victorious. But if I get him on a good track, I get him on South Georgia Motorsport or something like that, or up there at 31 or Mount of Michigan, I wouldn't have a prayer. He can let me leave or call him ahead of him and come by you.
He won't do T-Man that way. He won't do T-Man like that
because T-Man ain't going to never run him.
Who is that?
When T-Man see him, whoever is Jesus Blow call that man him talking about on the phone. When he see that car, when he said they ain't showing no clocks on it, I guarantee you, Google is some of them. Google is a Google is a money maker. You hear me?
Yeah, I mean
Google.
I wouldn't.
I want somebody. So you better do your
stuff. Some cars out here. There's some blue cars out here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, got cars just like they talking about Gator Smith gonna be at the World Blood Match or something like that. That ain't no blood race. You're a clan race. That man, I'm been 3 today. Now, if you crazy enough to get out there beside him, you know, go ahead on, but I ain't going to do it. He ain't going to get no win off of me like that. I ain't going to give away no win. I feel good, baby.
But, you know, 5C, you talking about, Foresight Joe once had a damn afro. So, you know, just all he did it one time, that don't mean he got it now.
Where you get that lie from? Where you get that lie from? Foresight Joe had an afro.
Foresight did have an afro.
I ain't never said that about no blower car, though. If I have to, only reason I brought a blower car is because I have to. I ain't finna set up no blood race with no blower car. I don't care if he never ran something, I say if I ran. I refuse to run a blower car if I don't have to. I'm not gonna set up no match race with no blower car. But now he got a nitrous car, he got nitrous on it. Injecting nitrogen like I'm, if he like me, I try. That's It's different in running somebody. But see, I ain't gonna let nobody get no wind off of me like that. You ain't gonna get no wind off of me. You go get your nitrous car and then come back and talk to me. Get your nitrous car and come back and talk to me. Blow a car, all these folks that, because whoever that was talking about that blow a car, he ain't got no car probably. He talking about somebody else's car. He talking about somebody else's car. I've been all over the United States racing. It ain't many of us got no blow a car.
Jay, what the guy name? What is the guy from Texas that said he got a blow a car?
Oh, he's talking about King Arthur.
Yeah, who? King Arthur.
King Arthur. He got the slowest blow a car in the world. That we say. He said he got the slowest blow a car in the world.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that.
King Arthur. You can get King Arthur on the phone. He'll tell you himself right now. He said, I got this little blue car in the world.
Yeah, he didn't like blue. See, you know, some people are enthused about having something like that, but I just don't. I'm not gonna run against him. I run against.
Well,
him.
Did King ever run that car? Well, did King ever run that car?
No. He just really clown with it. I mean, he just really much, pretty much clown with it. But, I mean, just in my history, man, I mean, back in the day, hell, when I had that black back car, hell, I'd run a blow car. I mean, we used to run down every weekend, hell. Like, I beat him just in the minutes how he beat me.
Oh, I done beat some blow car before. Because I done been in races. I done got in some class races where I had to run a blow car. But 9 times out of 10, when you do whoop him, it's something he have a problem. But if he make the trip, you ain't going to whoop him. If he run like he's supposed to, you ain't gonna whoop him. You cannot. I don't care what nobody says. You can't take a 40-pound man and lift 100-pound weight the same way a 150-pound man can lift 100-pound weight. I don't care what you say.
Well, Jay Bond.
That might not be the right analogy, but all I'm saying is,
yes,
a blower motor can take natural air now, with a smaller motor. You can buy the most expensive nitrous motor. If I decided to go to a blower car, I wouldn't get no run. You know what the blower guys are complaining about now? All the other blower guys that got so fast on them, and the one that can't run that fast, now they want to come run with the nitrous car. So they complain because the nitrous car don't want to run with them.
So that's about like some of them pro mob want to run with top sportsmen now, huh?
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Yeah, I went down.
It's like these pro mods that can't hang with you guys are putting 29s on now and trying to beat up on us 28-inch tire cars.
Heck, that's the same thing right there. And the same thing right there, you put a 29 on a ProMod car, a 300-pound car, and them guys with them 28-29 inch tire cars, they can't get their car down that light. I don't care what they do. You got a 28-29 inch tire car, they can't get a light of a ProMod. That's like me taking my ProMod and putting some 10.5 inch tires on it and take a lot of power out of it. And put me an automatic in it, and I weigh 2,200 pounds sitting beside the average 29 inch tire car over there. And I get on a real good racetrack, and he can't hold a prayer to me. And that's not fair. Keep it right. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
I agree with that. That's one thing 100. That we got, and that's why I've been against. You know, this thing, cause man, we're gonna end. You know, it ain't gonna be nothing to watch. It ain't gonna be no fun.
No.
Every time a full chassis car, and then it's gonna come out the class world, cause they can't. You know, they can slow down and they can come out of the class world with a 29 inch tie, and like I said, be lighter, faster, take all the money, go home. So I ain't for that. I'm against that. Do we have any more callers in, Jay?
You don't have any mics open.
And Bobby Tyler, okay. This is time to show that you're supposed to really get down. You know, you're supposed to let them know what's going on now. This time to the nitty gritty.
Well, you know, Mr. Firespeed been telling how he's going to be there, brother, you know, on the 23rd, and then we got Big Liz show down there on the 29th, and then we got the World Grudge. I think we done stirred up enough shit for tonight. And you got Pro Star Joe trying to grow an afro, him and Jay Bond. Well, that's going to be some impossible shit there.
And then when I get my top sponsor car together, my Cavalier, when I finish it, I almost got it together. The man didn't send him a wheel bond. I was going to pick it and put in that 4840 race they had up there in Jackson this past weekend at Mike Hill race, but the man didn't get through my wheel bond and didn't get my windshield put in time. So I couldn't make that, but I'm going to have it ready. And I'm going to come down there. And I'm going to dare yump, Red Rooster. Bughead, with all of them, they on there. I am one of them. They've been out of the move. They're on the move when I shoot. When I come down to US-19, I'm going to dare anything to move down there.
I'm hoping that, like you say, the progress on mine is we moving along. So I'm gonna make sure you're gonna eat all them words that you're saying. Don't worry, now we're gonna have some for your ass when you show up down there. You might have to take that air condition goat with the blanket over his head. You might have to bring your ass on too when they get. You might have wished you had brought it when we get through whooping your ass down here.
Let me tell you something. I talk the way I talk because I know what I can do. You hear me? I talk the way I know it. You talk that talk now because you ain't got no oil pressure. When you get oil pressure, you're going to be shaking like a fat thing. You're going to be shaking so much your oil going to cavitate in the oil pump.
I'm just like BET. I'm tired of fighting. I told y'all I was a class racer. I tried to remain there. But I'm so sick of y'all asses out here. So I'm coming for a grudge. I'm coming to slap the hell out of somebody. I'm tired of this shit. I'm like BET.
I don't fight no more.
Hold it. I done laid my gun down and I done put the bullets out. I done picked up me a Gatling gun. I'm gonna tell y'all ass. I am sick of the bullshit. I'm sick of it. You know, because I didn't know how to. I'm gonna do just like butt naked. I'm gonna get me a damn tuna. And if I have to, I'll get a driver too. But you know, I will drive that sucker if I got to drive into the wall. But I may hurt you. I won't say that shit no more. But anyway, well, I'm gonna get me somebody ass this year. When that guy tell me to come get it, you hear me, Jay? You remember when I got in the screwball race up there, the Promar race, and everybody sat there and they betted the other way. What in the hell he doing out there? The number one qualifier, I put his ass on the trip.
You remember when you was up there in Orangeburg and all of us up there in Orangeburg? You went out there and you the only one went down the track.
Yep.
You know why we paid you $500 to get out the race?
Because y'all don't want to get y'all ass to up, bitch.
When he said we had an odd car. When you had an odd car, everybody voted to get $500. We going to get me up to the yellow gear $500 to get an ass out of the
way. Hey, and I wasn't no fool. I took it with glad to carry my ass right on, got on out the way.
Well, I'm so glad you took that goddamn $500. I was like, I'm going to come up here. And make all of them
hands look bad because nobody get out of the car. Get out of the car out. You go out there and go right down the track. Turn it
like
all of you. Tell me,
tell
me. Hey, I ain't never seen poor mom so glad to get my ass out. But you know the funny thing about that, I tell y'all now.
Yeah.
I will blow it up like shit.
Hey. We knew you were going up. That don't make it go down the track. Even worse, you can pull that fire front out, goddammit, and see a fool in your mouth. No, you were going to go down the track. We wasn't going to take no chance, goddammit. Let him go.
Oh, boy, y'all ain't right. Y'all ain't right. Y'all glad to get me out of here.
I'm glad you got the help of that guy. Everybody had a foul relief when you walked in that door.
Tony Wright told me, he said, he was talking that shit. He told me, he said, God damn it, you got the move. You got the bike tire to move. When I make that baby come back, he said, you must think I'm a damn fool. I said, man, I can't get that here. He know I blow it up. I'm going like, hell no. I ain't messing with you. I ain't giving you shit. I said, man, it's a the slowest thing up here. Y'all was scared of it. Oh,
yeah. Slowest thing up there. That's what I'm trying to say. The fastest car in the hallway got the win. And that's the same thing I was telling you about when I go down to Hattiesburg. That Joker said he saw me run a blower car down there. He had a slow blower car. He had a 3,400-pound Cadillac. 3,400-pound Cadillac with a blower on it. All steel Cadillac with a blower on it. And I done watched this man. I done Googled it and watched him and everything and seen how fast he can go on his fence run. He ain't going to make for one or two good runs, and then he through. The next run, he ain't going to make it down the track. So all I had to do is go down there and just mess around and let him go out there because he had to go out there and prove something to the folks and show them how bad that Kelly. Well, I can't think of his name, but he had to show everybody how bad that Kelly. He made one
run. His name went to the book, was it?
No, it wasn't to the book. He'll make one run. And we'll sit back and say, there go one. That's one, y'all. He go out there and make that second one. When he come back, goddamn, we'd be all over him like right on right, goddamn. We was all over here, all, we was letting him breathe. Had his wife cussing us out, y'all, get your hands to the line, get your to the line. Get out there on that third run, that's someone caught on fire. That's someone said on fire on the top of here trying to kick the Trans-Am. I have a Trans-Am at the same. He said on fire trying to kick that Trans-Am. All I did, I put that Trans-Am on one system, just like Bobby did down there in Orangeburg. I put it on that one system, and she would sit there and pick that front tire and carry it out there to second gear. I pulled through and ran on down through that shit there. And he over there, wow, hold on, wow, she blow the motor up.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, when is your race when you're
in Mike Hill?
What month?
This month. This month here on 23rd of this month. A week from this Sunday. One week from this Sunday.
Okay. On a Sunday, right.
It's on a Sunday evening. Y'all, if you don't be there, you're going to be square. You're going to miss a good one. You missed a good one last year. You're going to miss a showing up good one this time. So he think he's going to come down here. And I hope he brings Stevie Jackson and Phil Shuler with him again. He said they tuned on his car. He said he tuned his own car. They didn't hit him. But every time he came and made a pass, while they was up in the trailer looking at a computer, they was up in the trailer with him. But he said he tuned his own car. But they was jacking the field shoot up in the trailer with him. I went over there to him here before we ran, and they were saying all three of them was up in the trailer. I told Stevie Jackson, I said, I've seen you at the track before. I know you. And I told Phil Shuler, I said, I've heard about you. I heard y'all some bad moves. And I said, and Mike Hill, now y'all know, when I whoop Mike Hill, I'm gonna be the whoop y'all two bad asses too now. And I jumped out of the trailer, haul ass. I jumped out of the trailer, haul ass. I thought I'm gonna whoop all three of them. And sure, and what I do, when I did, I whooped all three of them.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Well, who tuned you?
I thought you had
Jay Bone tuning in your car.
Jay Bond.
No, he drives.
Now, Jay Bond, me and Jay
Bond. Jay
Bond,
drives the car.
Oh, he drives. Jay drives. Okay.
Look at him. If me and Jay Bond are all right, but if Jay Bond lay a hand on my car, I'm going to pop him in his tail with something. I'm going to shoot him in his tail. He better lay a hand on my car. He better not get within 4 feet of that goat. That goat will go to holler. Get back. So I do all my own tuning. I build my own motors. I build my own transmission. I put my own rear chunks together. I do everything in my car but paint and weld it. I tune the suspension. I tune the shocks. I tune the motor. I set the clutch to the track. I do my tire pressure. I do everything. I got help. But I tell people, I tell our crew, I make all the decisions on this car. Everything. I make all the decisions on what to do, how much nitrous to put on it, when to make the nitrous come on, when the nitrous come on when I dump the clutch, how much clutch I'm going to put in and all that. I make all the decisions. I have my own tuning.
Evan, you do all your machine work too on your motor?
Pencil all the motors by 9 miles from me down at Enterprise, Alabama. They do all my machine work. They do my machine work, but I build my motor.
But you do the assembly? You do the assembly?
I do the whole assembly and everything. All they do for me, if I burn a cylinder or hit a cylinder wall, I pick the block out, tear it down, they'll put a sleeve in the block, fix the heads, whatever it needs to be done to the heads is all, and I put my own motor back together. I build my own motor.
So you do all your miking. You mic all your cam shell, the greeter cam,
everything. I do all my carburetor tuning, nitrous tuning, my timing, all my electronics. And you don't never see nobody. They be looking at my laptop and want to give me suggestions and stuff like that at the track. And some people have some good suggestions. Some people, you know, I listen to some and some I don't, you know. If a man walks up to me,
call me. Shit, I can make one run, make one damn good
pass. All I want you to do is come and get you a bucket and sit over there on the side. And every now and then, I want you to go get a bucket of chicken and bang bang. And feed everybody. And all you that be your job. You just be the chicken man. Run and get a bucket of chicken. When we get home, we run and get a bucket of chicken. Just sit right there on that bucket.
A bucket of chicken or chili? Which one?
Bucket of chicken. You don't find no chili in that. Like, everybody don't eat chili. But you're trying to go get a bucket of chicken. I want you to feed everybody. Make sure everybody gets fed. That's all you. That'd be your job. You ain't got to do nothing. I ain't gonna work for it. I try not to work everybody too hard.
I can't turn no, I can't, you know, I'm gonna give you a tune up when you're, oh no, 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 o
you would have thought he was in World War II when he went across the city. You couldn't see nothing. You couldn't see the penny line light on their side of the track. Oh, you couldn't even see the track. You know how fog will roll in. You see fog rolling in from one end of the track or something, or down the road. When it be clear back here, that fog would be the road in. You couldn't the road disappear, the trees disappear. I know he blocked. They got their GTO. Blind everybody down there. All the folk that were down there, they couldn't see. They had to come out the smoke so we could see them.
But you know what happened on that one? Believe it or not, the when you set your bowl, your bowl for your carburetor,
yeah,
the screw came out. The hood screw was rubbing on it and unrubbed that boat, and all the gear just came out and got on the intake. And I tell you, it's one of the cars that didn't catch on fire. If I had stainless steel headers and not the jet coat headers, the car would have caught on fire.
It was
blazed up. The intake before.
But it couldn't catch on fire. It caught on fire, but it blew out. You were running so fast, you had to blow it out. It caught on fire. It was on fire now. That's why the fire truck came out of that shit. You got a big blaze behind you now. You didn't run so fast. You had a big blaze there for a minute now.
So y'all thought that was a jet car. That's what y'all thought.
I thought it was a jet car. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all ever seen how a jet car blow all that smoke out on the star line before we leave? That's just the way Bobby Wire shot. I'm talking about it spread it out just like a jet car. Went up on both sides of the track. Just went across the guardrail, all up in the bleachers and shit. I said, great. I ain't never seen a car smoke like that. You better pull the bucket of oil out of them.
and there was no oil on the track.
They were burning up.
Yeah, burning up as you were going. Right. Hey, but y'all know what? I know it's getting a little late, and I just want to know we wanted to do some final company. I want to tell y'all about another race this weekend. No Problem Dragway, Boomer on Wheel, over there in Louisiana. Y'all know y'all need to come on out and support them. That No Problem Dragway is a Grudge Inc. in Vague, Louisiana. So that this weekend in Louisiana, and on Boom on Wheel, I talked to him earlier, boy. He said he's ready. He I don't know how many cars. I think he told me he got about 7 or 8. I think he might have said 12. He got all kinds of Fox Body, Regals, Monte Carlo, I mean, Malibu's. I'm going like, man, you know, I forgot to ask you one thing, dude. I forgot to ask you what they power by. Is they power by Chevrolet, Ford, or what? Because, man, I tell you, you don't know whether to go to the, look behind the cup waiting for the script or look in the front. But anyway, booming on wheels this weekend. No problem, Dragway, Louisiana. We want y'all to go out that way, support him. And also we got Mr. Five Speed coming up on the 23rd. Him and Hitman Hill. We're going to find out who been eating hawk chili, hawk maul. Because whoever lose, you know, that the one ate too many hawk chili and hawk maul. And then you got Butt Naked and Real Tree. And I got, I guess, Coop and TC. So you got a whole bunch of good racing that are going on this weekend. Coming up event. And also, down there, don't forget, but down there in Douglas, Georgia, got Big Liz, Spring Break. And she got some heavy hitters. Got a $2,500 28-29 race. And I don't know if anybody else got a race, but we're going to get some final comments and get out of here. And I do appreciate everybody tuning in to the Grudge Inc. and Bobby Wildchild Show. Decided to host it for Jay Bourne. He had a little emergency, so we came in and tried to help out. Like I say, anything I can do to help anybody, don't make me give who you are. I'd be glad to help you. And also, I want to let everybody know again, you're always welcome to come to US 19. My arms are open, my doors are open, and anything we can do, just come on down here and meet some Tootie Bugs and Chili Willy Field and all these cats. These are real guys' names. That's where they try to, you know, name their car. But we're going to go to closing comments. So I don't have the keyboard. My man got the keyboard. So we're going to let him. And Mr. Five Speed, we're going to let you be last, you know, because your event's coming up in 2 weeks. So, anybody? Call a comment. Yeah, we ain't got none. We'll let you go, Mr. Five Feet. Put the icing on the cake. Tell everybody good night for us.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming out, and good night. As Russell Timlin used to say, and good show. Great show, Bobby Wildchild, first of for your first time at the TV. Great show for your first time at doing it and everything. I think you did an excellent job. Hope everybody can make the show. Boom on Wheels the 15th, and me and Mike Hill on the 23rd. You one race you forgot to mention is Stone Cold and Red Pruitt out of Birmingham. They locked in to win it also on the 23rd. And I hope everybody can make it. Who wanted to have intention and can't make it, you know, I'm saying best wishes to you and hope that you can make one in the future. So and with that said, I enjoyed the show tonight. Appreciate Uncle Larry and everybody coming on. Uncle Larry called me. He got me on the show. I had just gotten off work. And Uncle Larry called me, got me on the show. So I hope everybody have a good week this week. And let's get ready for the race next weekend.
Thank y'all, and good night.
Show still on? You guys still on?
I don't hear nobody.
Me either.
Is that mic still open?
Yeah, they're all open.
We have a problem.
No, we're out.
No, we are in the show.
Oh,
we
you guys ended?
Yeah, we're in it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Good night, guys.
All right, Derek.
All right, call me in a bit.
All right.